What's up, everybody? It's your man, Stephen A. Smith here. It's a rough day. Rough day, to say the least. Working at ESPN, we all know the news right now. No need to delay the obvious. My man, Ryan Clark, for ESPN, is gone. He was let go by ESPN yesterday. There's a lot of noise circulating throughout social media and beyond. About how he found out he was on the air doing NFL Live when he was notified, and various reports out there were saying that, you know, ESPN was concerned as a result of knowing that the information had leaked that he would find out while he was on the air from somebody else. So they wanted to make sure he heard from them or whatever. I don't know all those details. And to be quite honest with you, I don't care. What I care about is that my brother, Ryan Clark, a person that I consider to be arguably the best NFL analyst in America, is no longer a member of ESPN. And I can't even tell y'all how much that hurts. He's a man, and so he's going to handle it the way men do. And we understand that. But I'm going to miss him. I am not happy about this decision one bit. The bosses know I'm not happy about this decision. I've made that very, very clear. But it's also important that myself and anybody else in the world of business be grown-ups and understand that these are the kind of things that happen when layoffs happen. It's Tuesday, and by the end of this day, you're going to hear about a lot more folks getting laid off. People that are my colleagues, my contemporaries. For all I know, and I don't know the names yet, but for all I know, some more of my friends are going to be gone. The only thing that I can definitively say to you is that there's nobody that's going to be let go that was more of a friend and a brother to me than Ryan Clark. I don't know how many times I have to say this. I don't care whether people agree or disagree. When I debate, I think about two things. This is why I believe I've never lost a debate, because I'm either right or I'm edified, because I've learned from somebody who was more right than me. And I walk away from the debate and the conversation more educated, more informed, more edified than I ever thought possible. And that's why I feel that I've never lost a debate. Working with somebody like Ryan Clark, anytime I talked about the NFL, anytime I talked about life, I walked away feeling that way about him, because I had just finished talking with him, or debating with him, or arguing with him about something, because the brother's that smart. He's that conscientious. He's that thoughtful. He's that sincere. He's that real. He's that authentic. And over the last few hours, I had to really, really refrain. Damn, they got blisters on my tongue and my fingers from biting my tongue and biting my fingers, from refraining from going after folks when I saw how people were talking about them. I was like, they don't know him at all. They don't know him at all. And it's a real shame. Some of the things that people will try to say, some of the narratives they'll try to create. And as I was alluding to just a second ago, like I said, when I don't care, it doesn't bother me when people disagree with me, because that's what stirs the cup and that's what makes all of us better. It only bothers me when they get personal. And when they're ill-informed and they get personal, there's nothing worse than that. And Ryan Clark is somebody that was a man amongst boys when it came to stuff like that. Because contrary to popular belief, there's nothing that he'd say on social media or on television that he wouldn't tell you to your face if that's how he felt. And he would never hesitate to let you know where he stood. Does that mean he was perfect? No. Does that mean he was right all the time? No. But he was conscientious and he was thoughtful. And he's not somebody that I just loved working with. He's somebody that I love, period. That I will always be here for in every way, shape, form imaginable that I can. I just wish that I could have been in enough of an influential or powerful position to prevent his exit from happening. But that's where you have to get to a point where you recognize what being an adult in the room is all about. When we think about ESPN, first of all, let me be very, very clear. I can disagree with my employers. What you're not going to get me to do is insult my employers. Business is business. And whether we like it or not, those people who made the decisions, whether it's Orion Clark or a host of other people, are paid to make those decisions. It's in an enviable position to be in. This ain't the days when ESPN could just hire and hire and hire some more without ever having to let go or lay off anybody. Those days are long gone. I'm looking at notes here. And I'm thinking about May of 2013, when ESPN laid off 400 employees, 5% of its workforce. And it was the network's first sizable staff reduction since 2009, when ESPN had laid off 100 people. I'm thinking about October 2015, when ESPN had about 8,000 employees. But 350 cuts represented a bit over 4% of their workforce reduced. I'm thinking about April of 2017 when ESPN laid off 100 employees. And I remember guys like the great Ed Werder and my buddy Danny Cannell and Trent Dilfer, who was doing a good job for us, along with others like Jason Stark and others that were laid off. I'm thinking about November of 2017. When another 150 cuts came about, roughly 2% of the workforce. That was mostly in production, digital content, and technology, but it happened. I'm thinking about that. What about November 2020? When President Jimmy Pitaro announced that 300 jobs would be cut with another 200 open positions eliminated. Or in June of 2023, when on-air personalities like Jeff Van Gundy, my brother Mark Jackson, Jalen Rose, Susie Colbert were let go. Or in the fall of 2024 when RG3 was let go. Along with Zach Lowe and Samantha Ponder. And just this spring, ESPN had eliminated about 30 off-camera positions as part of broader job cuts at parent company Disney, because it all gets tied in together. The point that I'm making is that these kind of things happen all the time, especially in this day and age. So when I think about it, it's like, thank God Ryan's got the pivot. Thank God he's a 3-time Emmy Award winner. Thank God he just won another Emmy with NFL Live. Winning Emmys as a studio show and one as an individual in 2023. Thank God he's so exceptional at what he does that a network would be a fool not to gobble him up. It's NBC, it's CBS, it's Fox Television. It could be Netflix, it could be Amazon, it could be whatever. Ryan Clark is arguably the best NFL analyst in America. I'm telling y'all, I worked with him. Ask anybody who's worked with him. This brother knows his football backwards and forwards. But when people are going at him, they know better than bringing up football, because you know you can't touch him in that category. And so folks want to get personal. They want to bring up stuff about race baiting and all of this other stuff. He is a proud black man who has tackled one issue after another, sometimes with a level of fervor that even alarmed him, that he knew he needed to dial it back. But his heart was always in the right place, striving constantly to speak up for those who couldn't speak up for themselves, whose voices, no matter how loud they screamed, wouldn't be heard but by so many. That has been Ryan Clark since he started in February of 2015 at ESPN, the day he retired from football. And speaking of that, by the way, how many people do y'all know that even though it wasn't a licensed official internship, as players worked on their crafts, basically moonlighting as interns for networks just to get their reps in so they could perfect the art of their craft in the world of television? Ryan Clark did that. Consummate professional. Worked his ass off. Get up. First Take. Monday Night Football. NFL Live. Sports Center. Day. Morning. Afternoon. Evening. Late at night. No matter what. Whatever it took to be exceptional. That's Ryan Clark. Not was. Is Ryan Clark. And I'm here to tell you something right now. We have challenges in our business every day. First Take's not going to be any better without them. Get Up's not going to be any better without them. NFL Live is not going to be better without Ryan Clark. Sports Center is not going to be better without Ryan Clark. Monday Night Football is not going to be better without Ryan Clark. Again, he's not the only one. I don't know of the other names coming down the pike. I was hopeful his name would never come down the pike. Was I asked what I thought, what my feelings were? Yes, I was. And of course, I said, we have to keep him. But I don't get to make those decisions. And I don't get to ignore the fiscal and financial circumstances and ultimate ramifications that come with the job. That's for the dudes way above me and the ladies. Decisions like this, I would imagine, don't come easy. And we all got to be grown-ups, because regardless of the disgust with the decision that was made, you understand they have to be made. It just hurts. Ryan Clark has always been there for me. He's always had my back. Contrary to what y'all might think, he's even had my back when he criticized me. Because what you didn't know is that anytime he criticized me, he called me first. And he told me exactly what he felt and why. And we'd discuss it, and I'd be like, my brother, go ahead, do what you got to do. I was very, very touched weeks ago when I saw a clip of Shannon Sharp talking about me and talking about through his mishaps, his trials and tribulations. He always got a call from me. And it meant a lot to me that that was acknowledged, because that's what I try to be about. When you got love for people, when you respect the hell out of them, when they've treated you like a brother and you've treated them the same, and that's acknowledged, who cares about what y'all disagree about? As long as it's there, it stays there, it stays as a disagreement, as opposed to morphing into something far more insidious. That was never Ryan Clark with me. That was never Ryan Clark with most people. I'm not doing this episode of Straight Shooter or Stephen A. Smith Show or anything like that talking about Ryan Clark as if I'm writing an epitaph or something. His career is far from over. He's one of the best in the business. And whatever network it is should be salivating at the mouth to gobble him up instantly and bring him on board to do the great work that he's capable of doing. I'm doing this because I want to be in front of the camera and I want it recognized for the record. How much I'm going to miss this brother. How much I appreciate this brother. How sad I am that this brother is gone from ESPN. And I'm not going to have the absolute pleasure of working with him for years to come. It hurts. It really does. I understand the business. I understand layoffs come. I understand that there have been other names that have been a part of it in the past, and there's going to be names in the future. Hell, one of them might be mine. Remember, in 2009, I wasn't part of the layoffs. I just got fired. It stinks. Brian Clark will be back, though, with the pivot. He's not going anywhere. And in a world of television, it's impossible to imagine that he is not going to land on his feet quick, fast, and in a hurry, because he is elite. I'm here to tell the world that. I believe he is one of, if not the best in America, covering the NFL. And his work ethic and his principles, I can't say enough about it. Is he going to ruffle feathers from time to time? Sure. That comes with the industry, regardless of what y'all want to believe and accept. But your overall body of work should matter for something. And it certainly should matter for him. I love you, bro. I'm not sorry for you, because I know you're going to be just fine. But I'm sorry for us that we ain't going to have the opportunity to continue to have you on the airwaves for ESPN and specifically First Take. It ain't going to be the same without you. Love you, bro. You know that. Always. Always here. Talk to you soon. I'll holler at y'all later. Peace and love.